second patient we're going to do is going to be a patient by the name of Nunez, N-U-N-E-Z, Pacheco, P-A-C-H-E-C-O, Miguel, M-I-G-U-E-L. Miguel is a seventy-seven-year-old gentleman who's on hospice with history of heart failure. He's being recertified today. He also suffers from non-healing ulcer of the left heel, midfoot, lymphedema related to his congestive heart failure, history of COPD, shortness of breath at all times, including at rest, persistent atrial fibrillation. Patient has advanced patient has cardiopulmonary disease causing weight loss and cardiac cachexia, period. He has a PPS score of 40%, decreased appetite. He's chair bound, requires help from chair to bed, has history of consistent dyspnea with a New York Heart Association class 4. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Furthermore, his weight loss has caused a MAC of 18, a drop in his MAC of 18 centimeter. O2 requires net treatments on a regular basis and bouts of confusion. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live and continues to be hospice appropriate. Let's see if there's anything else we want to say. On the foot ulcer, put down a stage 4. And stage 3, sorry, left foot. And at stage 1, same place, left foot on the plantar aspect. These are deemed to be non-healing because of his protein and calorie malnutrition and his significant weight loss. Patient continues to remain hospice appropriate with most likely less than 6 months to live given natural progression of his disease. Thank you.